Mrs. Parsons took a deep breath in. The air seeped all the way through her small body, filling it with freshness and cleansing the impurities. It was a cool morning, as they mostly were lately. The steam was rising off the lake, as if the sun, still low in the sky, apprehensive to awaken, were calling it home. She had left Lloyd asleep, as she usually did, and walked past the gate and down the stone path to watch the water awaken. She touched her nose, and it was cold, as she knew it would be. The first cold nose of the season was a sure sign of the approaching weather. So taking another sip of the roasted hot coffee and resting the cup upon the remnants of the old wooden fence, she wrapped her navy sweater around her and crossed her arms to insulate herself. It was a good cold, on her face and in her hair, stretching down her throat and into her body. Clean. Pure. New. Each season accompanies its own distinct scent, she thought. Winter was brisk and unwelcoming, so much so that it hurt a person's nose to inhale it too deeply. Spring. Full of something new and pleasant. The shedding of extra layers of clothing, and a new season of the minimal bursting through newly opened windows. The aroma of the breeze, a primer, a promise for the season that was most assuredly to follow. Summer, with its sizzling heat and barbecue-tainted air, children yelling and dogs barking, fish jumping from the lake and swishing off with a sheer swoosh of aqua. And now, here came fall, her favorite. Crisp and uncertain, an apprehension in the air. No pressing holidays with family to sort out just yet. No smiles to plaster. A reprieve. A time to recoup. A season caught between summer and winter, between warm wool sweaters and pretty yellow shoes. Lloyd was still asleep when she returned. She was happy, in that she had always rejoiced in the quiet of her small wooden home that stood at the edge of the woods. This had once been their paradise, built many years before as their getaway from the monotony of the world that never thought they belonged together, certain they were headed for a life of unhappiness. They had proven them all wrong, all wrong. The house and walls that she was certain had eyes had seen the two of them raise three children, the fights and fantasies of five people, and a slew of pets, and even some mice. The walls that had smelled hundreds upon thousands of breakfasts, like the one she was about to prepare, were a bit discolored now, like a shirt that's been laundered for many years, but retains its familiar shape nonetheless. Still, Mrs. Parsons was grateful for the company of the walls as she closed their windows. It had been warm last night as they drifted to sleep, and the warm breeze had brought with it even a trace of romance, something tropical, or at least mystic. But this morning, the cold needed to be shut out. Lloyd had thought she was a virgin when they were married. She could laugh at this now, as she stirred the batter that would make his breakfast. How it had terrified her all throughout the day of their wedding, fearing that he would soon know the truth. The things that scare us one day usually dissolve the next, or soon thereafter. There is little in life to actually fear, she thought. It was fascination with that which she had never before seen, which propelled her forward each day now. Not fear of the unknown, but rather an embrace, a longing for it. For she now knew, age brings with it both wisdom and decay, which is among the great misfortunes of life. Oh, why must old people die? Just as we achieve greatness, just when we've learned kindness and compassion and moderation, our lives end. We are like plants that die the moment after we reach our prime, a haircut that loses its shape precisely the day after it looks best.